Red River Farm Network. Minnesota is growing the infrastructure for E15 or unleaded 88 fuel. Minnesota Biofuels Association Executive Director Brian Werner says that is one of the major accomplishments of the past year.
We did a lot of work to secure both state and federal biofuel infrastructure funding for Minnesota retail locations so that they could install blender pumps, upgrade their underground storage tanks. And now Minnesota today leads the nation in retail stations offering E15 or unleaded 88 at 422 stations. So that was one big thing that we worked on, and that's something that we will continue working on here in the next year. There's additional federal funding from the Inflation Reduction Act.
For the year ahead, the association is reaching out to the 70 new members of the Minnesota legislature to educate them about the benefits of ethanol. There is bipartisan support for biofuels, but there is a split between rural and metro constituencies.
I mean, the truth of the matter is there are not many DFL legislators that represent areas in the rural parts of Minnesota. So a lot of our plants are located in areas that are controlled by or that are represented by Republican legislators. So that just means we do have to do that education piece that I talked about. We have to go out there and really talk about how ethanol specifically reduces carbon emissions.
The DA